Exercise 2C, page 66. You will hear two friends discussing technology and social media. For questions 1 to 5, decide whether the opinions are expressed by Catherine, Donald, or whether both speakers agree. Write B if both speakers agree. C for Catherine, D for Donald.
Did you see that documentary last night about the rise in social media and how some experts are linking that rise to a breakdown in society?
No, I didn't see it. Was it good?
Actually, it was quite disturbing. They were explaining how people have lost the art of talking and we're all becoming a race of recluses glued to our monitors, constantly checking people's status and updates instead of meeting people in person. I never really thought about it before, but now it seems obvious. I mean, we've all been there. You're out with your friends and instead of talking to each other, everyone is on their smartphone or tablet. Makes you think why you bother meeting up in the first place.
Okay, I get your point, but I'm sure the situation's not as terrible as all that. Social media is just another communication tool. And while I'll grant you some people take it to the extreme, I think your average user is quite sensible, and it is a great way to keep in touch with friends and family that live further afield. Before, we only had landlines and snail mail, which had their uses, but with instant messaging and video calling, it's so much better.
Well, yeah, technology has advanced long-distance communication. There's no doubt about that. But our ability to form close relationships and maintain the ones we already have is suffering. The type of relationships that people use to invest their time and energy into cultivating are falling by the wayside in favor of multiple contacts online.
I think you're exaggerating the problem.
Am I? It's affecting people's ability to hold one-to-one conversations in everyday settings. The documentary said that new hires in a lot of companies lack the social skills to succeed in face-to-face interactions, and that can be directly attributed to the increase in the use of technology.
I don't know that we can blame technology for that. Society itself seems to be moving away from the close-knit community in favor of global interactions. Besides, for a lot of people, the inability to conduct intimate relationships is hardwired. They're just shy or feel awkward in certain social settings. In fact, technology may actually be helping those people by providing them a means by which they can grow their social circle that they otherwise wouldn't have. So when you're talking about recluses...
Well, one might see that as an advantage, but do you really think it's helping them to stay cooped up all day with no outside contact? Surely it would be better to encourage them to overcome their shyness and meet new people the old-fashioned way. Otherwise, they might become more introverted and secluded from society, which can't be good for anyone.
Maybe, but I don't think it's all doom and gloom. As with anything, there's good and bad points, and you have to take the rough with the smooth, because there's one thing that's for sure. Technology isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay, and there's no getting around that.